Ya se les acabaron sus vacaciones.
All right, so I'm gonna put Lily Bay out right now. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to episode 73 of the TCR podcast, baby.
What is up, you guys? Good morning. Welcome back to another beautiful sunny day. Not winter, but pretend that the middle of summer or spring break. I know you guys are fiending for that weather. Or at least I know I am. I don't know about you, babe, but
it's been too cold lately.
I've been wanting to go to the beach. Yeah. I feel like we didn't go enough last year, right?
That's what we say every single year. We got to go more this year, and we end up going like once or twice.
I know, but it's because I feel like every weekend we still work. But this year, I'm trying to do things different. I've even told you,
a ver,
put that away and work on it on Monday, right?
Must be nice.
Because I want Mando to have like some days off because ese niño trabaja demasiado.
I mean, when you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work, but yeah, I'm down. Some days off, no pasa nada.
At least Sunday.
Sunday?
At least Sunday or pick one. Or Saturday, Sunday, yeah, you know,
probably
one
Saturday.
Other.
Yeah. I like Saturdays.
So I've
off.
Been doing that with the party plug. Like I had two events Saturday.
Yeah.
But I'm like, wait, why don't I just drop it off Friday? Because remember, Guadis for us is work Monday through Friday, right? And then Friday, I would be like overtime at the party plug. And then I'll have Saturday and Sunday off.
Yeah.
And then I'll pick it up Monday.
Let's go.
Sheesh. I'm just saying.
But yeah, you guys, what is up? Welcome back. Babe, what you drinking there?
Listen, if your man doesn't make you a salud, divorce him right now.
Let's go.
Break up with his ass.
Shout outs to Salud for sending us these amazing drinks.
Bro, if you haven't heard, they just released some mocktail.
There you go.
Which, did we talk about it last week?
No, we wanted to, but we didn't have them yet. Remember?
Oh.
Yeah, so.
So I finally got to try them, and the Paloma one.
Yeah.
Is my new favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes a lot for me to say
to beat the which
to
ones?
Beat my limonada one.
Yeah.
But this one is right there, bro. Yeah. Right there. And today Mando made them with Topo Chico and he rimmed my cup with a little chamoy. Babe, I'm breaking my fast.
No pasa nada. We doing it for the podcast, trying to enjoy today's podcast. But yeah, you guys, if you guys want to try out Salud, you guys already know, use code TCR10 at checkout. Save some money and but make sure you show love to the TCR podcast on there, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, babe, I hardly ever see you wear pink. What up? Talk to me.
So I think that around my birthday, like the ending of last year, was my pink era. I don't know if you noticed that. Like I was wearing a lot of pink.
Oh, yeah, you were.
And it's still
kind of in there.
I'm still in there, bro. So when I saw this sweater, I was like, I gotta make a
hoodie sweater.
Right?
That hoodie's fire.
Yeah. So I finally, and I thought about it. I was like, bro, we have, I think 80% of our
80 to 90% women.
Followers are women.
Yeah.
And I feel like I do make a lot for everybody, like very versatile unisex.
But
I don't target
women.
Women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, fuck it. Let's do it. Let's do some pink. We did it last year a few times with some drops. Like
T-shirts, though. This is our first hoodie ever being pink.
Hoodie. But we did crew neck.
Yeah.
And those did really good, too. Yeah. Really good.
So I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, yeah. This hopefully you guys love it. It's super simple, minimalist, but that's what I like right now. I don't want nothing over the top.
Oversized.
The oversized prints and all of that, which I did love and I still do at one point, but for now I like this. Like I've been seeing everybody we basically did this but in a tracksuit version.
Which sold out right away.
It sold out in three freaking days, I think, right?
Something like that.
And I thought honestly, I thought que no se iba a vender tan rápido because it was so minimal, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, because Mando's cousin said it once. He was like, if people buy just your name, you made it. You made it. And
that
I was like, bro, you know what? I always feel like I have to do everything, like try the designs have to
nice
be above
nice
and
graphic.
Beyond.
Yeah.
For you guys to like it. But whenever we slapped this on there and you guys loved it, I was like, I'm so happy that they loved it because this is the type of stuff that I like yeah. minimal streetwear, but you could dress it up cutesy, you know? And everybody's always rocking that black tracksuit. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed?
Yeah. Everybody. It's so comfy. And I think this one isn't going to be left behind.
Oh, no. It's just as comfy. Yeah. We didn't do tracksuits.
Yeah, just
because I was telling Mando that we have done a tracksuit actually in the past. Remember mm-hmm. I was telling you the first one that we did with Teal? And I don't know why when it's only women, like a woman tracksuit specifically, it doesn't do as good unless it's like a unisex or all black. That you guys do buy both. But whenever it's like the pants,
y'all just
like sweaters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we be looking at the analytics. We be looking at what you guys of that. So
just,
I was like, let's just do hoodie.
For you guys wondering, on the Guadi's app, it'll be available today on Wednesday.
What?
Yeah, today, 8 p.m. tonight, it'll be available.
I told my life that probably like not till Thursday or Friday.
So like we said before, on the Guadi's app, we like showing love on there and everyone that shops. So if you download it right away, you get first dibs, you know? So you don't miss out on your size settling out or nothing like that, you know?
Another reason why we did just hoodie is because on track suits, we usually could get only to like a large or extra large.
Right now.
Yeah. So with this, it goes from what size to what size?
I think small to 4XL.
Yeah. So we get a lot of people always asking us, why don't you do bigger track suits? But I'm like, I don't know why they don't get it. Or by the time we order them or whatever, it's too late. Or I don't know what the hell. But for some reason... Yeah. It's always super hard to get both. But I'm like, you know what? Let's do this. That way anybody can get some, right?
Yep. So available tonight. You know, set your timers. Go download the Guadi's app. I'm going to leave the link.
The link. And this is a Valentine's exclusive.
Exclusive, yeah. We don't
Are
have that
many,
honestly.
Are you just going to drop one or both?
No, we'll drop both tonight on the Guadi's app. And then on Thursday on the website.
Dang.
Let's go.
I don't even have the other one yet, pinche mando.
Let's go. But yeah, you know, I got to show love. I think February is a big month of love. Yeah. And a lot of people wear pink, so I think it's a perfect opportunity.
You guys to buy one for your lady.
Let's go.
And it's going to be, I want it to be like the Stanley Cup, people going crazy. Have you seen that meme saying, dear God, whatever you did to Stanley, do that to my small business.
Oh my God, for real. We need some love out here.
So share whenever you see our stuff. That way, right?
Very limited supply. So yeah, go check it out. And you good on that one?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay,
I'm good.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. You're looking great though, by the way. I hardly ever see you wear pink. So I'm loving it right now. Makeup every now and then, pero no pasa nada. I have a question for you, babe.
Okay, change the subject.
Uh-huh. Like, for example, when people go to Mexico, right?
Uh-huh.
Mostly like Cancun and these traditional places.
Traditional?
Not traditional,
or touristy?
Like touristy, my bad. When people go to these touristy places, mostly the Americanos come back and be like, man, I had an amazing time, but the people are so nice, right? Like Mexican culture is so nice to they cater to the Americans, they cater to everyone. But
yeah.
People are so nice. So that's where the word pipiris nice comes from. Have you heard of the word pipiris nice?
Never in my life.
So pipiris nice comes from the word people are nice. And I mean, it comes from people use it like, oh man, that hat's pipiris nice. It's very nice. But it's a Mexican word.
Where did you hear that?
You've never heard the
I've
word
pipiris
nice.
My life
Comment
heard
down
that.
Below if you heard the word pipiris nice, because that is the word of the that's a Mexican word of the day.
Okay. Pipiris nice.
But yeah, I just want to get to it already, babe.
Okay.
The reason that we are here today.
Uh-huh. You're gonna propose to me again?
Nah, no manches otra vez. The reason that we're here today, I mean, I was talking to our producer.
Correct.
This morning. I was like, you know what? I don't want to bore people with the same content over and over and over, you know? He's like, Mando, it's not about you. It's what the people want to hear. So I was like, you know what? You're right. Let me not be, what's it called? Selfish?
Yeah,
and,
I guess.
And not only think about myself, I want to think about you guys. So we're here today to give you the full story of the whole mini cow progress. You know, from us picking them up and the last 2-3 days being here. Wait, it's 2 days, right? Is Monday, Tuesday?
Today is technically day 3.
Day 3. And I'm going to answer the top 5 questions that we've been asked.
No, day 2. Today
Today's
day 2.
Uh-huh. Today's Monday. No, today's Tuesday. We had a Monday, Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So yeah, like Mondo said, he didn't want to talk about the mini cows on here.
Honestly, I didn't.
But you guys have been like crazy. Como si hubiera tuvido yo un baby, baby o algo. Yeah. But you guys are off for that mini cow content. And I'm with Mondo. I didn't want to overdo it. But you guys love it a lot. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, YOLO.
But babe, are you a cowgirl?
Yes.
You know why?
Why?
Because you roped me with your charm.
Oh, my God. No, I saw you over there being dope and sativa. I'm like, what's wrong with
him? Let's go. All right. Go ahead, babe. Go ahead.
So, yeah, like Supersonic said, the producer, he was like, yeah, talk about it. People want to hear it. So, dale, babe. Wait, should I ask you questions?
Sure. You go ahead. Why not?
Why are you doing
this
that?
This is what
like
we're
that?
Here for. Nah. Go ahead, babe.
I want to know. This is just getting right to it, like you said.
Okay.
Are you happy, okay, super happy, or how do you feel about having the cows now that it's been 2 days?
Damn, that's a good question. I'm super happy. I like getting home and having something different. You know, I don't know how long this feeling will last. Hopefully forever, because I love them.
They're so cute,
they're so
you guys.
Lovey-dovey.
Like, you might be thinking like, no mames, que pinches vacas, que, you know, but... when you guys get like little puppies and stuff,
that's all you want to do.
Which I've gotten in the past, dogs, you know? Yeah, you're in love. You love them. It's such a cool feeling, you know, like having them and being able to train them, feed them, and seeing their progress every day with you. But a cow, bro, is otro pedo. Like a cow is like, you kind of, with dogs, you kind of already know that they get it. You know that they're going to get it. You know that they're going to get trained. You know this. You know dogs are trainable. But with cows, you're kind of like, shit. At the first day, you're like, God damn, what am I getting myself into? But it's crazy how in less than 2 days, they've already been trained pretty good. What would take a dog like at least 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
They're already good with being walked on a rope.
That was quick.
They're already good with knowing where they eat. So they already know where to walk to when it's time to eat.
Once they see us, they come to us.
In less than a day. And I found that crazy because I'm just using dogs as an example because I grew up with dogs. I've had them in the past and all that. It takes them a little bit longer. You know, they're babies and they're playing around. They're not paying attention to you, nothing. Unless you start making like noise with their food or whatever. But for the most part, they're in their own world until they know like commands and stuff. But mis vaquitas, they're freaking smarter than you, babe. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, so let me tell you a quick wraparound of like us getting them here, which was hilarious. It was amazing. Like
Mando was worried as fuck. What you mean hilarious?
It was hilarious. It was overwhelming. It was amazing.
Stressed.
Everything.
You were stressed?
It was everything, guys. So we pull up. I mean, we already had a four hour drive.
Yeah, mission. One we got 4 hours away. The second one we got 2 hours away.
So yeah, we get here. I mean, I'm kind of fast forwarding because you know, I mean, you're gonna see the vlog. The vlog will be out tonight, so check it out. But yeah, we get here, right? And we pull up. Bien chingones con la pinche traila y los dos mini cows ahí atrás. I pull up, I park, and luego I put the gate down. I'm just like, babe, you ready? And Lily's like, yeah, I'm ready. But the reason that you guys will see the video, the reason that I gave like that job to Lily, she's like, yes, because you got to manhandle them. You got to make sure they're the boss.
That's what they told us, the farmers.
Uh-huh. Which made 100% sense, and that's what makes sense. So she's like, okay, I want to see how you do it, babe. So she literally just pulls thing one, because we don't have a name for him yet.
Don't call him thing one. Cow number one, at least.
Yeah. We pull cow number one out. Well, she pulls him out.
Pinche wey. Thing one.
Y no se dejaba. No se dejaba. He was like trying to like stay in there because he was scared. There was a lot going on. He just had like a 4 hour, 5 hour ride. So he was tired, you know? He was like overwhelmed probably. So Lily's pulling him and he don't know where he's going. He don't know if he's going to get slaughtered. He don't know.
Ay, Armando.
He has no idea what's about to happen.
He don't even know what that means right now.
So he's getting pulled and Lily's like with all her force trying to pull him. Y no. No se movía. Hasta que finally, I think you let him go and he kind of came on himself, right?
Yeah.
And then... out of nowhere, I guess he sees like all the kids, all the commotion, and just I'm out of here.
He bucks it, bro. As I'm holding him, so he literally dragged my ass. Luckily, just not really on my stomach or nothing, but dragged my ass for like a little bit, a few feet, and then I let go.
So my dumbass, I mean, I'm gonna say I'm not a rancher yet because I'm gonna be a good one.
I want to say I'm a rancher already.
I go start chasing el compa. I start chasing them, and that just makes things worse because at the time I was like, yo, I don't know if our house is 100% secured by the fence. I don't know if there's an opening somewhere, so I don't want this motherfucker to get out.
Yeah, because his area we knew was secure. Yeah. So there's like three separate areas in our yard. You know, there's three separate areas that are all fenced. Separate.
Yeah.
So there's three separate fences.
Three security gates.
Basically. We didn't let him down in his area. Yeah. We let him down in gate in the fence area number two. That one we know it's like 90% fenced in all the way around, but we never really checked like the, you know, the back corners where the two fences meet like way back there. Who the fuck walks all the way back there? So we had never really checked, and that's literally where he ran to.
He was gone.
So we were like, fuck, you know?
So at that point, I saw his speed. I was like, yo, this motherfucker has some speed. Mm-hmm. So if I let him go further, he's going to literally run away, and I'll never see him again. So there goes my ass, runs after him, and he runs as fast as he can. At one point, he runs fast, and he tries to jump over the gate, you guys. I'm like, yo, what?
Over a 4-foot gate with his fat ass.
And he literally ate the gate. Like, he crashed right into it. I was like,
damn,
bro.
We were all like, ah. Yeah. But I was just standing. Mm-hmm. I was not moving because from what I saw the first time that we went, I saw that any sudden movements scare them. Because they're babies. They're babies and they've never been around people. And plus now they didn't know the area. They didn't know what the fuck was going on, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah, continue.
So, yeah, at that point, I'm like, damn, like, I don't want to lose these cows and I don't want to, you know, have to run after them for I don't know how long. So we just calmed down, right? We kind of calmed down and, like, kind of corralled them in, make sure they, like...
No, wait, te cansaron. Uh-huh.
That también. Then we kind of, like, cornered them in and kind of pushed them into his corral, and then I closed the corral. Y ya no pasó nada after that. I mean, everything was super smooth, but what got me a little overwhelmed was, like, damn, like, I saw their potential. I saw he has speed. I saw he has power.
And yeah.
So if he really wanted, he could break through anything after a while, you know? You don't think so? Wait, you're looking lost.
No.
There. No? He could break in through like after a while of hitting the gate so much, but he's not going to do, you know? I just feel like, why are you looking at me so lost? You don't think he could do that?
No. I mean, no. Okay. Maybe well, once he gets bigger. I don't know.
But yeah. So yeah, I was a little worried that I might wake up in the morning and they both might be gone because they run together. You know, they're going to go together. So, yeah, that's what I was worried about. But no pasó nada. We're on day two and we're still good.
Yeah. So I know it's only been 2 days, but so far it's been so easy. So mm-hmm. easy. And I'm so happy that we got them. You guys don't understand. You guys don't. I get home and I'm so freaking happy to see them. Right. But yeah, on our way to pick them up, I was starting to like, kind of like freak myself out, like, oh, fuck, like thinking not the worst, but thinking like it was going to be harder than what it was because there was a few people like, oh, my God, you're never going to be able to travel. How are you going to do it? Like, oh, I want to see you get up. I want to see you up in the morning.
All the negative Nancy's.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're going to be, oh, I want to see you shoving their poop, you know, like, and I'm like, oh, my God. Right. But, bro, it takes me. I think I timed it today, less than 20 minutes.
Yeah, less than 20. And you're chilling. There's no rush.
Chilling. To get up, put my boots on, walk outside, feed them. Y eso que ahorita we have the food like far away mm-hmm. from them because we don't have a shed for the hay and stuff yet. So I have to literally get the wheelbarrow and wheelbarrow it all the way to the back. And then, which actually you should do a TikTok recording me tomorrow. So mañana tú te levantas conmigo, niño. Cuando didn't wake up with me today.
Well, that's a whole nother story, but yeah.
And then it takes me like 20 minutes to feed them, put water, even like pet them for a little bit, pick up their poop, and like, but if I wanted to be quick in and out, it'll take me 5 minutes.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. It's quick. But people are wondering, babe, you wanted a mini cow. Mm-hmm. Why two?
So basically, even before I started bitching at Mando that I wanted a mini cow, I knew that they like to come in herds.
Maldita. So you already knew that.
Yeah.
That I'm you like, were going to have to.
As long as he gets me one, oh he's going to have to give me another one. That's the way to do it.
Got him.
Got him. Literally. Yeah, I already knew. But we didn't have to get it right away, they would be fine by themselves for like a little bit, like maybe even a month or two.
Maybe a year or two.
No, maybe like a month or two. But ideally, they like to have friends. They like to have besties. It could be another animal that's their size, like another mini donkey or something, a pony or something like that. But ideally, they are their happiest with another cow. So that is when we started looking for another cow. And that's why we didn't get him right away, because the girl that sold it to us was helping us look for a second mini cow. Yeah. And that's how we got cow two.
Which I actually noticed this at the gym today. I don't know why I was thinking this. So I saw two guys, right? I think it was two or three guys. They were walking into the gym. They were like all happy and like pushing each other and like super energy, right? And then there was one guy like on the other side just walking by himself, like kind of just chilling, you know, not having the best time of his life. So I was like, you know what? That kind of makes sense. Like a herd is a little more happy versus... Obviously, I don't know how happy or unhappy the guy is, but that kind of, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it about shows it that you, way. Like, yeah. Okay. But yeah, babe.
That's why two cows, huh?
So for the longest, you were like not wanting to do this. You were like, fuck my life. Yes or no?
Right.
You did not want this at all.
No.
Right? At all. He didn't ever say it to y'all, but deep down, he was like, fuck my life. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have time for this. Nothing. Right? That was you.
Yeah.
Do you still feel like that? Or I mean, are you happy that we did this? Are you happy it was a cow? Or, you know what I'm saying?
I love the whole, like, concept of it. Like, I feel like it's great because...
I get up early.
Well, that's number two. But number one is, like, we have a companion, yeah. Like, we have someone to come home to. Like, I told you that. I think what made you, like, fully push into it is maybe, like, half a year ago, I was like, you know what, babe? Like, we got to come home to something. Like, we need a dog. So imagine, like, a dog just waiting for us right there.
Yeah, he did say that.
And I think that just made the click, you know?
Yeah, Mando's like, babe, imagine us pulling up and there's a big-ass dog waiting for us by the fence, like, for us to pull up. And I was like... Well, imagine it was a cow.
I was like, oh, damn.
Imagine it was a cow. But only because, like I said, I love dogs and I really, really do want a dog soon. Maybe not soon, but like one day. But I know they're a lot more high maintenance.
Yeah.
And I say this when it's an indoor animal, right? Indoor animal, you have to take them out by a certain time. Si no se van a mirar adentro, and whose fault is that? You know, you have to be back home at a certain time to take them out again, because if not, they're going to pee inside, you know? And that is, I feel like, the biggest maintenance part for them. But feeding them is easy.
Yeah.
I mean, you do have to shower them more, because if they're inside and you don't want them to stink. And another thing, my whole house is white. So every single time that we walked him, we would have to come back in,
clean his paws,
make sure like he wasn't rolling around in dirt somewhere, you know, make sure he doesn't shed because Mando's allergic. There were just too many little things. Not saying that I don't want one. I still want a dog.
Yeah.
But
chill.
Yeah, yeah.
Chill, Dad.
But I, you know.
Lisa Luna, chill, Dad.
A little bit
chill,
at a time.
Mom.
It's because I love animals. They're so cute.
A lot of people on the lives, when we go live, they always ask how much did you pay, right? And I went through I went with our producer, and, you know, we went through these questions. He was like, you know what, Mando? I like all the questions but that one. I was like, why? He's like, what might seem a lot or a little bit to you, that is not going to be the same thing for the other person. For example, if you buy a new truck, right? And someone's like, hey, ¿cuánto te costó esa troca? You're going to be like, I don't know, like $10,000. And they're going to be like, ¿pagaste $10,000 por eso? I could have got it for $5,000 or whatever, you know? So he's like, you know what? Avoid that question.
I always answer it.
Just because you don't know, you don't want to give that vibe off, you know? So I was like, you know what? You're right.
What vibe?
So like... Just people are going to be like, well, damn, you spent $5,000 on, or whatever, on a mini cow. I'm trying to buy a $500 Chihuahua out here and I can't. You know, just that vibe. You don't get that point? I could delete this.
No, you don't have to delete it. I get it, but I don't think our followers are the type that they don't care, you know?
Yeah, so.
At least I think.
We're going to avoid that question.
Okay, no pasa nada. Wants to avoid that question, but just get on my live tomorrow morning and I'll answer. No pasa nada.
Instead of that, how much do you spend on food a week? We don't know yet because it's day three.
This is day three, but from the looks of it, it's about what, $10 a week for both of them?
$10 for the hay. It looks like that hay is going to last all week. Uh-huh. But we got to get some more just in case. And this whole jug of ¿cómo se llama?
Grain
is gonna last us all week too. So like somewhere around $20 to $25 a week. That's it for two cows. Yeah, it's a fucking deal.
Yeah,
we spend that on one meal. Yeah, so it's not that expensive to keep them. And we've asked the previous owners, how much do they eat? And you know, we make sure
every time I have a question. Luckily, they're so freaking
attentive.
Cool.
Yeah.
They actually text me, how are they doing, whatever, whatever. Y yo les mando mensajes. I'll be like, hey, is this enough grain? I bought them a hay dispenser. Hey, do you think this one's good? Like everything. I ask them, hey, what is their next shots if they need any or they're deworming, like everything. So from what I've learned with these little cows, they don't need to be bathed all the time. It's only if you see that they're dirty and they need to be bathed, do it. But if not, they're fine. You know, their poop doesn't stink at all.
Yeah, that's crazy. The hay smells more than their poop.
Yeah, you can smell the hay way more than their poop. The poop doesn't stink and it doesn't attract flies. You know how if there's dog poop outside,
right, it's away,
full of flies? Yeah. Not me. I'd be picking up their poop all freaking day and nada. I actually left a bucket full of poop on the side. And when I went to go pick it up later in the day to like add more to it, there was no flies in there.
My homie's like, yo, just leave your leave the poop on the floor. That's how you grow shrooms.
No, I'm not trying to grow shrooms. Somebody else told me that too, but no. Another thing is that I like about them is that they don't need haircuts. Like I thought for sure.
Like your man?
Yeah, like you. I thought for sure the mini Highlands was going to need a haircut because you know how they're fluffy.
Maintenance or every now and then?
They don't need haircuts. You don't need to shave down their horns neither. They naturally will grind them against like the trees and all of that. Yeah, like there's so many. I still have a few little questions that I'm going to learn along the
like
way.
Doubts.
Like somebody said salt, that they need salt. I don't know where I saw that, but I don't know. Hopefully somebody could give us tips. One day.
If you guys know anything about the rancher life, la vida del rancho, whatever, you know, comment down below. Be like, you know, you guys are dumbasses. Don't do that. Do this. Or you guys are doing amazing. Do this, do that, or whatever, you know. Yeah. But I have like three more questions. And we have a caller that's going to help us, you know, kind of give us guidance because he's really good at it.
Okay.
He has years of experience.
Okay.
So stay tuned, you guys. We'll be right back after this break. What is up? Welcome back to part two of episode 73, baby. What's up, babe? How you doing over there?
Damn, you called me baby?
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Babe.
I'm good, babe. I'm good.
Number one question.
What?
From not only family, friends. This is not a dad joke. They always see us outside. They see us in Houston, LA, Phoenix. They see us all over the place. Which we love visiting your town, so let us know. We'll pull up. No pasa nada. What are you going to do when you travel?
With my cows?
Yeah, like who's going to feed them? Who's going to take care of them? What's going to happen?
This thing called tios, tias, grandma, brothers, sisters, mom, dad.
They're dying.
Yeah, so luckily we're blessed to have a lot of family and a lot of family that is willing to help. So de eso no se preocupen, chiquillos. We have it under control.
You know what I'm excited for? Uh-huh. My parents love coming to Tampa, right?
Your parents?
Parents. My parents love coming to Tampa, right?
Yeah.
And
I can't wait for them to come.
My dad wakes up early. I already know that's the first thing. He's
going to
be straight over there. He's going to be cleaning up the poop. I don't know. Yeah. I'm excited to see that.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Because your dad is low-key like an agriculture farmer.
Yeah, he loves
farmer.
That.
Yeah.
He's probably going to even wake up early because lately, ever since he retired, he'd be sleeping in like till 10 a.m.
He really do it. He didn't used to, right?
He'll be the first one up. But now that he retired, he'd be big chilling.
Yeah, yeah. Mine would be big hating too.
For real. I was like, damn, dad, how you sleep so much? Babe, what's going to happen during hurricane
season? Is that number two question?
Yeah.
So I already asked this question también, and both the farmers told me, guess what? She's like,
they're animals.
They're animals, girl. They stay outside. And I'm like, no, that can't happen. I was like crying with boogers and everything. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, they basically said that they're good outside. I'm sure a lot of you guys think sometimes hurricanes are like the worst thing ever. But luckily, we've never had nothing but rainfall, honestly, and a little bit of wind. Ideally, I think if I stay with just those two, I honestly will probably bring them in my podcast room. Knowing me, I'll just like take everything out, right? But if not, yeah, they just stay outside and they're fine.
They'll be all right.
They'd be all right, believe it or not. You got to think there's farmers that have land with hundreds of cows.
Yeah, you can't just bring them into.
There's no way that they could just put them somewhere, bring them. Yeah, she says she leaves them there and they're big chilling. They actually love when it rains. They love like they love being outside, basically. Even the little sheds that we haven't even built them yet, but both of the farmers that we got them from, they both have little sheds or what do you call it? Like a little room for them or whatever.
Like a corral,
and they don't use them. She said they literally don't use them unless I physically pull them in there to lock them in there. Other than that, they're never in there. They like being outside, being under a tree, being, you know.
You know what I envision right now? There's a movie.
I'm still going to build them.
I think it's called Twister, right? Uh-huh. And you see the cow flying in there.
You're so stupid. Oh my God.
I don't know.
Al rato que tengan las vacas y acá adentro, I don't want to hear you.
Nah, no cows in here.
No,
babe.
But knowing Mando, he's going to be like, yeah, let's just bring him inside. I think I would bring them inside or leave them in the front yard. Reason being is that in the back, we have more trees. So if any of the limbs fall or anything, I wouldn't want them to get hurt, obviously. So in the front, it's open, clear. Yeah. It's white. It's like there's nothing in the front. And obviously inside we're fine. But inside también se nos puede caer la pinche casa si, you know.
Yep. All right, babe. We have our caller on the line. He is ready.
Yeah, babe.
It's my dog, Pero Anoche. Sheesh. Jorge. You already know he's a big farmer life, rancher life with his the Registro brand. He loves cows. Yep. He loves cattle. He loves that rancho life. So I was like, you know what? Who else better could we ask, get a little bit of consejos?
Yeah.
Ahí te va,
A ver.
¿Qué rollo? ¿Cómo andamos? Ahí te va. Sobre lo que me están preguntando. Ya se les acabaron sus vacaciones. Van a tener que madrugar todos los días 5 de la mañana porque a las vacas les gusta almorzar tempranito. Y procuren tener todo el día el comedero lleno. Pues la chingada, porque esos animales tienen que estar comiendo todo el día. Uh-huh. No se crean. Sobre la comida, tienen que darle dos veces al día, en la mañana y en la tarde. Procuren que sea más o menos a la misma hora todos los días. Si no, no hay tanto pedo, pero de preferencia que sea más o menos a la misma hora.
Ok, vamos bien.
No le echen comida a lo pendejo. Ahí tantienle más o menos, mídanle la comida y traten de echarle cada vez la cantidad para que se la acaben, ¿verdad? Ok, no sé si les tengan un lugar para que duerman, pero si no les tienen un lugar para que duerman, no hay pedo, porque esas madres tienen más pelo que Armando, así que no les va a dar frío, van a estar bien. Pero lo que sí les digo es que de vez en cuando le limpien ahí el corral, pues. Porque por si llueve algo, que no sea un pinche lodazal, que no sea un desmadre ahí. Entonces, para que esté más o menos limpiezón, ahí de vez en cuando agárrate la palita, Armando, y límpiale la caquilla.
¿Armando?
A esas pinches vacas.
Ok.
Ya miré que les están buscando un nombre a las vaconas. Está bien, pero mi consejo es que no les agarren tanto cariño, porque al ratito van a ser birria. Entonces, no les agarren tanto cariño. Es todo, es mi consejo.
I hate you.
Y para finalizar les voy a dejar un refrán que dice que no deje la puerta abierta porque salen las vacas. Hasta ahí quedó.
Jorge, como que pinche birria, cállate, no va a haber nada de birria.
De refrán escudo.
No.
The saying, no dejen la puerta abierta porque salen las vacas.
Literally,
they be out, bro. They be ready to go.
Oh my God.
That was good, huh?
Pinche Jorge. But thank you, George. I'm going to do it. I've been doing it. Lo he estado haciendo. Les doy de comer todos los días a las 8 y a las 6 de la mañana, que es el mismo horario que sus previous owners les estaban dando.
8 y a las 6 de la tarde.
Yeah.
No de la mañana.
8 de la mañana, 6 de la tarde. Yes. ¿Y qué crees, Jorge? Les limpio el corral todos los días. Sometimes dos veces al día. Yeah. Nada más for me to keep up with it. So it could be easier. So every day, instead of, if I wait a week, then I'm going to have like a million shits to pick up. But if I do it every day, it'll be like 10 a day, you know. But yeah. Thank you, George. Yeah. You're the
Gracias,
best.
Gracias, compa. I already knew I could count with you. You know, you came through. And I think we're doing a good job.
Yeah, yeah. For the first time, you know. Everybody that we've asked, a todos los que les hemos preguntado, me dicen lo mismo, like, you know, it's super easy. Like, it's not rocket science. It's not nothing out of this world. And so far, 10 out of 10.
Highly recommended.
Yeah, I feel like the only reason why I was, like, a little nervous leading up to us picking them up was because I could tell Mando was nervous as fuck.
I was.
But I was like, him being nervous made me nervous. And I'm not the type to overthink. Nah. I'm usually like, fuck it, we're going to do this. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to fucking do it, right? But I'm so happy we did it. But I'm more happy that Mando is like super happy with them, right?
And I feel like you guys, you know, we don't have a name, right? But there's Panda and then there's, I'm going to call him Bully.
Bully?
Yeah. Bully.
Uh-huh. I'm a bully right now.
Because he be bullying Panda. Like, he's the alpha, right? And I kind of been showing more love to Panda because I feel bad for him. But
because that's you and I'm the bully.
Maldita desgraciada. But yeah, I'm enjoying the process. I can't wait to, like, keep learning. And I haven't even went into that rabbit hole of, like, trying to learn what to do, what to feed him on TikTok because I know there's a million.
There's really not that much, though. No? So I want to become that.
Okay. You're going to train. So, yeah, if you guys are really, really thinking about it and you guys can do it, I mean, this is day two, so I don't know. I don't want you guys to take my opinion right away. But so far, 10 out of 10, like Lily said, for sure.
Before we continue, are you proud of me for waking up early?
Yes. All right, so I'm going to put Lily Bay out right now. Pedro, I actually have a video of you. I saved it on the Ring camera. You're actually on the wheelbarrow, taking the wheelbarrow out. And with your serious face, taking it out. And then I got that video on the front. Then I got the video on the back. I'm going to put it together and make a TikTok. That's hilarious.
I forgot about the fucking camera. Why are you making fun of me, babe?
That was funny. But yeah, I'm answering it right here so you guys can check it out.
Oh my God. What was I going to say? Yeah, like I find like Mando knows that when there's something that I love, I will get up early and it's not a problem for me. Like if we're going to the beach, which I love, if we're going on vacation, like I do not have a problem at all waking up early. It is not hard for me. So waking up to go see the little cows outside is like, come on, let's go. Like I want to, even right now, I'm like, I wonder what they're doing. I wonder if they miss me.
Babe, people love our relationship advice. Uh-huh. Why? Because our relationship is pretty badass.
Yeah. I love, oh my God. So far, I don't ever like to.
Don't jinx it.
Yeah. I don't ever like to. How do brag. I say it? Brag about it because uno nunca sabe porque esos hijos de su pinche madre.
But what I'm trying to get at is that people love this segment. And it's not a segment that I want to do all the time, you know, like we said on Spill the Beans. Shout out Spill the Beans. They had us last week over there in Colorado freezing our ass off. But let's give them some advice for today.
Yeah. So you know? The reason why I said estos hijos de su pinche madre is because recently, I had somebody, I always have some of you guys reaching out to me like, hey, like this happened to me. I would really like your advice. Like, what do I do? And they gave me the green light to be able to talk about it. I'm just not going to say no names or anything. But so long story short, I'm just going to throw the whole scenario out, right?
Yeah.
Her man started acting a little weird. All of a sudden, her man one day gets up and leaves. And her kids with the S.
How many?
I'm not going to say how many. They're under three.
Okay.
All of them under three.
Dang.
Just gets up and leaves. So the first week, she was very confused, sad, crying. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, she had no idea.
Why or nothing, how. Nothing.
He just got up and left.
Damn.
And as soon as she told me that, I got so mad for her because I'm like, hijo de tu.
But you already knew. Madre. You saw it, red flags. ¿Sí o no?
No.
No?
No, not
for
me.
Someone to get up and leave?
Oh, yeah. As soon as that happened, yes, that's it. You do it to me once, never again.
Red flags.
It's one thing to leave me, but then to leave your kids, like, you ain't shit.
Yeah.
Straight up, you ain't shit. You don't give a fuck about nothing, you know?
Nothing.
Because nothing. Because if I can't picture me doing that to my niece and nephew that are not even my kids, let's say. Mm-hmm. Imagine to our own kids, like, no. But anyways, so that happened to her and she just needed some advice on what to do. And I asked her, like, okay, last week you were sad. How do you feel this week? And she's like, well, this week I'm a little mad. And I'm like, good. I'm glad you're mad because in my eyes, I prefer being mad, like if I was in her shoes.
If you have a reason, yeah.
Than being sad. Because if you're sad, you're crying, your kids see you're crying, depressed. She wasn't eating. She was just like not her 100, right? But when she's mad, she's like, F that, MF, right? And she's like, I'm going to show him, right? And she's more of like that, I got this, independent woman type of person when you're mad, right? Not saying mad as in like there's some moms that they'll be like mad at their kids, you know, like if it's their fault. No, I'm not saying that type of mad. I'm saying be mad at that person, not in general, mad at that person. Right. And I'm like, good. That's good that you are, you know, and I don't ever try to tell them what to do. I try to just ask them questions so they can answer it for themselves. Right. So I'm like, okay, now that you're mad, like, what do you think you should do? Or what are your feelings? Like, what is it that you want to do? And she's like, honestly, like, she felt like she was done. Like, she doesn't even see him the same way no more because of that. Like, how are you going to leave your kids not even, like, a whole week and just not give a fuck, you know? More of the story, later on, she finds out that basically he had a little side piece or he started talking to somebody or whatever the case is, right? And of course she's super heartbroken about that and everything, but her thing was like, what should I do now? You know, she said, what should I do now? Because we have kids, you know? And I'm like, ¿cómo que we have kids? Because of that is why you should move on, you know, because of that, because of them, because you already said it yourself. Like, you can't believe that he got up and left. You already said that. You're shook about it, right? So what makes you think he's not going to do it again? Yeah. Like, who in their right minds does that, right?
Just gets up and leaves the family.
It's one thing, like, okay, maybe you got mad, you left, you know, but you're an adult. They're, like, almost 30. Like, you know, there's communication, there's cell phone. Like, hey, I need some time to think about it. Like, let me know if you want me to take the kids or if you need help. Like, communicating. Mm-hmm. Here's some money, like, for the kids. Like, give me a week because I have too much in my head. Like, something. Better than just getting up and leaving and not giving a fuck about your kids, right?
Yeah, for sure. Because they're his kids.
Yes. How are you just going to... It's like, I wouldn't even leave my cow. What the hell? But anyways, yeah. So my advice to her was, girl, like, it's going to be hard. But, I mean, maybe not so hard because she's already at the mad stage. I'm like, yeah, I would completely, like, that's it. You ruined it. Like, that could be the first and last straw for me, honestly. Like. Yeah. But again, it's easier said than done because I am not in that situation. We've all been in situations where we're in a relationship that is hard to leave. You're not the first or last. That's something that I feel works a lot whenever you're in that situation and you tell yourself, okay, I'm not the first or last. If other people could do it, I could do it too. Right. And just try to hype yourself up. Try to get yourself out of that rut. Try to get yourself a new routine is what I told her. Like, no le estés rogando, bro. He's the one that left. Why would you want somebody like that in your life back?
Because he did it once. He's going to do it again.
Exactly. Why would you want... Yeah. What are you rogándole for? And to top it all off, he was blaming her for leaving. But after I heard the whole story, I'm like, no, he's a narcissist. Mm. She didn't even know what that meant. I had to literally show her in the dictionary. And she was like, bro, that is him.
Damn.
Because I was reading their messages. She would like send me screenshots. And it was all like, you. He was telling her. He never took nothing. Like, he didn't see that him not being there for her or for the kids was a problem. He just saw it like, oh, I'm working all day and then you just get mad at me. All you do is argue with me, you know, like, okay, but do you see why she's mad? Have you asked her? Like, do you see that she needs help with the kids, that it's not just one, it takes two, you know, like that? But anyways, that's just getting super into it. But at the end of the day, if somebody does something to you that you can't even imagine you doing that to them, leave them. Because if they do it once, they're going to do it again. And again, it's hard, but you're not the first or the last. So
let's go. That's Lily Bae's relationship consejos of the day.
Yeah, I be getting so mad. You haven't seen me?
She's like, but I like this because you could like go in and out. You explain the side. You explain like the main story. You explain her view. You explain what you would do. So like everything, you know, you said.
Yeah, like ahorita que los niños están chiquitos, especially because I hate that a lot of the toxic and relationships and all that, they always like, oh, we want to do it for the kids or I want to work on it for the kids. But I've seen it time and time again that when the kids are young and parents separate, they don't even fucking remember half the time. They're so little that they don't care. But once they're older, that's when they go into depression. That's when they're sad. That's when now it's not you and your husband breaking up. It feels like your kids are breaking up with their parents too, you know? And it's just like harder, I feel. So I feel like if you're going to do something for your kids, do it now. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to have to go through years of seeing toxic and drama and arguments and fights for what? There's going to be somebody out there that's going to love you for who you are, how you are, whether you're a little toxic or not toxic or whatever the case is, they're going to love you for you. And you're going to be much happier one day. Like,
let's go. And your mini cows.
Me with my mini cows. Yeah. But anyways, I don't want to leave on this type of vibe. Let's leave on some motivation.
Let's go, Aver. What you got for us today, babe?
All right. And today's motivation for today is if you're 37, okay, if you're 37, instead of regretting that you can't wake up 18 again, pretend to yourself that you're 90 and you've woken up 37 again.
Got it.
And that you get to magically, wonderfully have the next 50 years again.
Those are extra, for sure. That's how you got to see
it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, every time I hear one of my friends saying that they feel so old or whatever, like, to me, viejito is like, te están cuidando. Ya no puedes ni caminar. You can't drive. Done. You can't fend for yourself. Like, that to me, okay, ya estás viejito. But for right now, bro, like that, imagine you're 90 and like you're going to wish you were this age right now.
Yeah, so, I think you say that a lot, but you really mean it.
I always say that. Yeah, really, I'd be YOLOing it. Like it's my last day on this earth.
You really do, bro. I mean, I can't keep up with you sometimes.
But I wish that everybody thought this way, because I feel like the world would be much happier if people like lived in the present and was grateful for waking up. I saw this other TikTok of somebody saying, instead of regretting that it's your birthday, that because you're getting older, be grateful that you have made it up until this age, you know, because some people instead of being like, thank God que llegué a esta edad, they're like, oh, fuck, I turned 37 or I turned 38, you know? And up until I heard that, I was like, bro, I never thought about it that way. And I'm the type where I'm positive. But with that, I'm like, damn, I never thought about it that way, that we should be grateful for being able to celebrate another birthday, because not everybody does.
You know? I mean,
especially not a lot of people get to get old.
Yeah. Which is crazy, too, because over the weekend, my friend cumplió 17 years of that he passed away. 17 years. Yeah. And that's a whole lifetime. Mm-hmm. You know, he was 16 when he passed away. Mm-hmm. 17 years ago, he would have been my age. And you just don't know when it's your day, you know? Mm-hmm. And not only, obviously, you know, his life is gone, but he had a mom, he had a dad, he had a sister. And you know, you lose him. Mm-hmm. You don't know what he could have been. You know, he could have been, I don't know.
Yeah, he lost he lost being able to get married, being able to have
all the experiences,
his first
life.
Dance, graduate, having a family, buying his first car, you know, everything, brighten his house. Like,
that so, yeah, I mean, I don't want to get sad about it or, you know, it's just be grateful for your age that you made it this far, like Lily said, and enjoy another year because you don't know. You don't know when. When's your last day up in this bitch?
Live your life like it's your last day, YOLOing.
Yeah, let's go. All right, babe, close out the podcast, bruh.
But anyways, thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day. Yeah. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
See you guys.
Bye.